This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillah fala mudilla lah. وما يتلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters Alhamdulillah today we are going to discuss about important issues or topic is about nikah in Islam When you talk about nikah the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remind us a nikah means sunnati. Nikah is one of the Prophet's sunnah and highly recommended sunnah for those who have the means. And the Prophet also remind us that nikah also is an act of ibadah, is an act of worship. So worshipping in Islam is not just praying 5 times a day, fasting, performing hajj or umrah, even nikah is one of an act of worship. Now, brothers and sisters, there are 7, some people may say less than that, but I'm going to make it very clear, 7 requirement or condition that everybody have to look into it carefully when you want to perform a nikah. Number 1 is the man to be a husband. Number 2, you must have the woman to be a wife. Number 3 is the dowry. Of course, the man have to give some dowry or mahar to the lady or to the girl. Number 4 is 2 witnesses, male witnesses. Number 5 is the person or the qadi or the imam who is going to perform the nikah. Number 6 is there is an ijab kabul, meaning there will be an imam who will say to you, I am marrying you to so and so with the dowry so much. And the husband or the man to be a husband just have to say, I accept. Alhamdulillah. He don't have to recite a long kabul, just say, I accept. And one of the important thing also is the wali. The wali can be the person who conduct the nikah, or the wali will give the consent to an imam or a qadi. So there is an option over there. He as a wali, that means the father, the uncle, the brothers, and so on, can conduct and perform the nikah. Yeah? But if they are not used to it, they can just appoint an imam or a qadi to conduct the nikah on their behalf. So these are the 7 things that everybody must be aware of when a nikah ceremony is concerned. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged the man to put his right hand on the forehead of the wife and make a dua. A short dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khairiha wa khairi ma jabaltaha alay wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma jabaltaha alay. A very short one, asking Allah to protect us from our partner, the wife. The same go to the wife, to the husband. Whatever that is good, may Allah give it to us. Whatever that is not good, may Allah protect us from all the bad things that may come from both parties. Yeah? Because being human, we are not perfect. Everybody have their own weaknesses here and there, and no one really know the characteristic of a person until they get into a marriage life. But inshallah, with the right intention, Allah will protect all of us when we seek His protection. And also one thing that the Prophet recommend is before they have any kind of intimacy, then they should perform 2 rakaat sunnah prayer, where the husband become the imam and the wife can be the ma'mum. But one thing that I like to remind a lot of brothers and sisters, it is not necessary to do it in front of everybody after the ijab kabul ceremony. Yeah, it's not necessary. It's just a reminder to them that don't forget to perform this before you have any relationship. But today, sometimes there are some tradition. They insist that the husband will perform the prayer in front of everybody, and this is not one of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, to perform the prayer is a sunnah. To do it in front of people immediately after ijab qabul is not the sunnah. You can may embarrass the guy, you know. Maybe everybody is looking at him, how he performed his prayer, whether he performed the prayer correctly or not. And all this also is something that we should not do it openly. Anything sunnah, the Prophet encouraged you to do it privately. Even if you're performing sunnah prayer, the normal sunnah prayer, the Prophet encouraged us to do it at home more than in the masjid. The Prophet said in Sahih Muslim, "Afdal as-salat fil baytihi illa al-maktuba." The best prayer for the sunnah prayer is at home. So no one knows, it's between we and Allah Rabbul Alameen. Now the nikah in Islam is very simple, very straightforward. But of course there are a lot of tradition and other things involved. Anything that do not contradict the Islamic value is okay. We can go along with inshallah. But if it contradicts, then we are not supposed to follow, because we Muslims have our own value and have our own do and don'ts. We should not confuse the ceremony. It is an Islamic event. Walima in Islam is wajib. But we should not have all the other un-Islamic activities to take place. Sometimes there are people who call the bride and the groom to sing, to dance, and so on. This is something that we should try our best and make sure that it won't happen in a Islamic marriage. So, brother and sister, we hope Allah Rabbul Alameen will make it easy for all of us who are seeking Allah's rida. We are doing for the sake of Allah, and we try our best to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not just to follow the tradition. One thing I like to add also is about after marrying. Now, if the brother is marrying the sister, and it's the sister's first marriage, then she have about 7 days right to have full time or some privacy with the husband. But if the brother is marrying a divorcee or a widow, then she only has 3 days right. Now, why there's a difference between 7 and 3? Because for a widow and divorcee, they have experience. So you don't need a lot of time to get to know each other. But for the first marriage sister, she's totally new. Everything is very new to her. So it's important for them to have extra time to get to know each other better, so that they're understanding and so that they will get closer to each other without the interference of any family members. That means both of them should have their own privacy alone, normally known as what the modern term they use, honeymoon. But it's important that they have their privacy. Now, the 7 days especially will also give enough time for each other to understand the do and don't of each other. In life, everybody have something that you like and something that you dislike, So we believe that the 7 days is enough for them to get to know each other's liking and disliking, so that we will not say something or do something that may hurt the feeling of both parties. And this is very important, meaning it's very important to have the art of communication, how to communicate with each other's, how to understand each other's liking and disliking. So we hope that Allah Rabbul Alameen will make it easy for all of us to understand the rights and the responsibility from both parties, so that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's blessing will be with us. Amin Ya Rabbul Alameen. May Allah protect us from further fitna, so that our nikah ceremony will be accepted by Allah as an act of ibadah. آمين يا رب العالمين وبلاي توفيق والأقل دعوانا والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.